Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right. Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Meadors, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue, across from Bullard High School. This is a full hour of Fresno Pacific University sports talk. If you want to go back and listen to any of the shows you missed, go to 790ESPNFresno.com, and there they are, the Sunbird Sports Show. I had last week off, so to speak. Phil Bonanni on his show Behind the Bench last week mentioned that we broadcasted a high school basketball game, but Eric Bentley did a fantastic job filling in for me on the Sunbird Sports Show last Wednesday. And yeah, I was very, very thankful that Eric is, he was pinch hit for me and he did a fantastic job. So thanks to Eric Bentley for filling in there. Today's show, what do we got today? This is something that I've been looking forward to for a while. We had Coach CJ Haydock of the men's basketball program on early in the year, I think before the new year, and we're able to broadcast a few games. I was, and 790 ESPN broadcasted all the men's and women's basketball games this year. And Fresno Pacific is on a really nice winning streak right now, winning 8 of their last 10. And they are on the precipice of making the PacWest tournament. We're going to be talking with Coach Haydock about that. And senior night was a few weeks ago, and Ryan Abbott, Cooper Sheldon, and a couple of local kids you may be familiar with, Ryas Vang from Clovis West and Jonah Garone from San Joaquin Memorial, are here at the studio, and they're going to be joining us two by two in just a few minutes. Can't wait to hear their stories and how their basketball season is coming to a close, but hopefully not soon enough. They got some more basketball games to win. They were honored before that 65-62 win over Hawaii Pacific. That was back on February 18th. At this time, we give you guys an update on all the good stuff that happened the past week or so at Fresno Pacific University. And let's go ahead and get into some of these great teams that competed well. We have track and field. We have tennis going on right now and baseball as well. But like I mentioned, basketball season, we are at the end, believe it or not. It was a super busy week for everybody at the university. In women's water polo, can't forget water polo, the Birds hosted three teams at Sunnyside High School for the Sunbird Mini Invite. They defeated SoCal's Chapman University 12-11 and University of Laverne 20-8. Against Chapman, Reagan Acevedo scored the game winner 17 seconds left to play. Former guest Tatum Benson led the way with 13 goals. On the tennis courts, both teams fell to nationally ranked Azusa Pacific, with the men's match coming down to the final set of the final match, losing 4-3, their first loss of the season. The women would also fall to Dominican, but bounce back in style against Menlo. Past guests Haley Faraday and Damie Paula were victorious in that one. Today, both teams took on Fresno City in an exhibition, and our own Pablo Zubieta, who we're going to hear from later in the show, was in action this morning. And yes, he did win his match. I can confirm that. Fresno Pacific University Track hosted the annual Sunbird Invitational, and 633 track and field athletes from over 30 schools, including Fresno State and Cal State Bakersfield. Fresno Pacific dominated the day, winning numerous events. Brianna Green set the top time in the nation with a new school record in the 100-meter hurdles, as did freshman Avil Mendoza, who also leads the nation in the 400-meter hurdles. Nydia Chance set a new national mark in the 100-meter dash as well. Past guest Shamar Palmer was a perfect 4-for-4 on the day, taking the 400, the 200, the 4x4, and the 4x1 relays. His 400 to 200 times lead the nation. Very, very impressive. Former Fresno State football player Gus Remlinger made his home track debut in the 100, placing third. He was also one leg of the winning 4x1 relay team. Adrian Hodges dominated the long jump and triple jump for the men and is one of several several FPU student athletes to qualify for the NCAA Nationals. And finally, the men's baseball team was in action against Hawaii Hilo in a four-game series away in Hilo. The Bats were absolutely on fire as the Sunbirds swept the Vulcans by a combined score of 42-5. Micah Barkinghagen had a pair of homers and knocked in 7 runs, while Adrian Martinez Jr. had 8 RBIs along with a triple and a home run. Former guest Tim Reese and Connor Simone were dominant on the mound, both picking up wins along with Josiah O'Banion and Kingsburg High's Dalton Alford. The series finale was a special one as it notched 500 the win for Coach Oscar Hirschhorn and the FPU baseball program. The sweep earned FPU the PacWest Team of the Week Award, so congratulations are in order to them. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to hear from Coach CJ Haydock, seniors Ryan Abbott, and Cooper Sheldon when the Sunbird Sports returns on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. Yes, this is 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the studio across from Bullard High School on Palm Avenue. We got Coach CJ Haydock here. We got seniors Ryan Abbott and Cooper Sheldon. Sunbirds are 13-14 overall, 10-9 in PacWest play. However, they're on a bit of a heater, winners of 7 of their last 8. And guys, we're talking a little bit. First of all, welcome. I got to say the welcome. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. Good answer already. So we're talking a little bit off air. It's been a while since you've seen that darn basketball court, right? So since, February 18th, it's just been practice, maybe get some rest, and a lot like, okay, can't wait to get on the court. So how has that been hard for you guys, like waiting that long, especially when you guys need a win to make that tournament for sure?
Yeah, it's different for sure. I mean, you know, our longest break of not playing someone since, you know, before Christmas, before preseason, it almost feels like, you know, we haven't gone this much live, this much up and back in practice since preseason started. So yeah, it's just a bit of a weird feeling playing, you know, your teammates every day again. So you kind of got to get used to it again. But yeah, we're just trying to get the best preparation in right now to prepare for Saturday.
And if you guys can't tell right now, yes, Ryan Abbott is from
Sydney, Australia.
There you go. All right, Coop, how about for you? How's this been, this layoff been?
Yeah, I mean, like Ryan said, it's a little bit of a challenge for us. It's another obstacle, I guess you could say, that we have to go over. But it's kind of been almost the story of our season when you really look at it. You know, like you said, we've been on a heater lately, and we got off to a rough start. So it's just another thing that's almost a part of our puzzle that we have to get over in order to get to where we want to go.
And the good news, Coach, is that you guys are playing with a purpose. You're not saying you haven't played with a purpose all season, but man, this is, you guys are playing really good basketball right now.
Yeah.
Right. What have you attributed that to so far?
Yeah. Senior leadership, not just because they're in the room. I mean, I think you know, we had some injury stuff early in the season. We got a couple of those guys back to full health, guys that maybe were competing but carrying stuff that diminished their performance. And then, you know, our program is intentionally built on the idea of continuity. And so we introduced a lot of new guys to the rotation this year. And we were articulating inward as early as November, hey guys, like there's shortcuts we could take to fix this now, but it will hurt us in February. We try to build something that's robust and requires connectivity and decision-making. We try to equip young people who have professional dreams to be ready for that level. It's all those things. But at the end of the day, like young people see results every time. And so it's a testament to a senior leadership. And the best story I can tell you is about Ryan walking into my office in early December and sitting in a chair and basically said to me, like, Coach, like, I don't accept how this is going. This is not what I envisioned for my senior year, and I don't accept it. And it was it'll go down, you know, this is year 9 for me at FPU. It'll go down as indicative of how this season turned. And it didn't turn immediately, but it turned shortly thereafter. And it's been just like grit and senior will. The functional part is that we're defending at an incredible level. Our defensive metrics are top 10 in the country over the last 15 games. But then it's required offense from everybody, right? The win that brought our season back was we won our third game in Hawaii at Chaminade, and Ryan goes 5 of 6 from 3, right? And it's taken all of our seniors, right? The first win we had in Hawaii was Cooper carrying us with 11 or 13, whatever it was. Rhys Vang has that story. Jonah Garone has that story. So it's just been like a story of seniors who refused to go out the way it was going, which is special. And to be honest, like, has very little to do with coaching and has mostly been awesome to have a front row seat to.
Well, right there, right, Ryan? So you go in a coach's office senior year, not going the way you want. And you've been a four-year guy at Fresno Pacific, correct? Yeah. So senior years for everybody are special, especially if you've been committed to the program and studies and you've been through a lot, I'm sure, a lot of ups and downs. Like, what prompted you to go in a coach's office and say, hey, we got to get this done a little bit better right now?
Yeah, just like Coach said, you know, from my perspective, my senior year just wasn't going the way I wanted it to. I had big hopes, big dreams for the year. You know, I wanted to, you know, go out with a bang. I wanted to go out winning games, be, you know, content with myself, my teammates, the coaching staff, and just, you know, give our all-around best performance. So, you know, that first half of the season when things weren't looking too hot for us, it almost felt like I was at a near breaking point and I just wanted something to change, you know. Call it a rough spot personally, had some things going on at home, had some things, you know, obviously things on the court weren't going the way we all wanted it to go. So, yeah, like some things just needed to change. And I think after that Christmas break, you know, when the team got, you know, a big, much needed week off and we were able to come back and have a big reset, you know, things just really started trending upwards. I think the team as individuals did a lot of, you know, internal reflection on what we needed to. And then we kind of saw everyone definitely moving forward. We had a lot of people step up after that.
Coop, what about for you? Is there a specific thing you could point to, maybe in practice or a bonding experience or maybe a play in a game that kind of changed the trajectory of the season?
I mean, honestly, a big win for us was just the first conference win against Concordia at home going into Christmas break. I mean, you go into Christmas break with that feeling of, you know, at the time, Concordia, I think, was top three in the league.
Yeah.
So we got a big win at home. To go into break and, you know, obviously you have to rest a week, but it's like one of those things where you coming back from break and you're like, okay, we've shown that we can do it, but it's just a matter of how do we get it done every single time now? And like Coach was saying, we just had to build upon what we started and where we wanted to go. It wasn't something that, you know, a quick fix. I mean, I think for me, it was just all over the season. Like, it was just the trajectory we were on. And I think we showed early what we could be with the wins over San Francisco State and Sonoma State. I mean, we showed that we could be a good team. It was just being able to do it at every night basis that really helped us turn the season around.
Okay, so one more game, March 1st, Saturday at Jessup. Just Coach, kind of set up the scenario. What's it going to take to make the PacWest tournament? How does that even work? Top six? Like, what's the scenarios?
Top six, move on. There's 6 million scenarios. It'll get a little more clear. There's Thursday night games in our league. We're sitting with 12 days after we played 5 games in 12 days and then had 12 days off. So elite scheduling, very clearly professional from the PacWest. We're sitting and waiting and watching scores. And so after Thursday, we'll have a little more clarity. There's 5 teams currently in the mix for the last two spots. And so we'll have a little more clarity. There's 11 available scenarios. I won't bore you with every single. If we win on Saturday in 10 of those 11 scenarios, we get in anywhere from the 4 seed to the 6 seed with an opportunity to continue our season. And I think our group would tell you, like, we're pretty fully focused on Saturday. We could have let each step in this late season surge derail us by getting distracted by standings and what's on the table. But they've, you know, our seniors have kept us in line with our discipline, with our focus, with our emotional stability. And so we'll go compete at Jessup and after the game, we'll figure out what it means. But I also would say, like, at this point in the season, we feel pretty confident about our odds against anybody. Not just Jessup, but I don't think many teams want to play us in the conference tournament with the way we're playing and competing and defending right now. And so I'm really proud of the position we've put ourselves in. It's been agonizing for the last 11 days watching scores and trying to lay out all the scenarios. But credit to our guys. We've had good practices. We've had good prep. And we'll be ready on Saturday, that's for sure.
So I'd love at this moment, Coach, for you to speak about these two individuals. Senior night's a special night, right? You honor them back on the 18th. We're going to be talking with a couple more after the break. But what have these two men meant to the program and to you?
You got me misty.
When have I never got you misty when I ask these types of questions to you?
I got kids, Paul, so I cry easy. I'll speak about the collective senior first. Is like we told them every year before our senior night, we hold a senior dinner the night before the game, and we invite their families. And I'll be honest, like we don't, other than the recruitment, we tell them in recruitment, like you're gonna send us your kid, and honestly, like please don't bother us. Like I got 26 people I'm responsible for. I don't have time to manage parents. And so, but then on the back end of that, we invite them in and we say, hey, like. We just celebrate our seniors. And so everybody in the room has an opportunity to say what their legacy, each individual senior's legacy is to the rest of the team, their peers, our coaches, all of those things. And so what we told them is like, it's for sure in my 9th season, the most admirable set of leadership and veteran experience we've had. Each the four of them own their own little corner of that, right? Last spring, as we looked at some resets, and we had a young team last year, and we dealt with lots of injury stuff, Ryan Abbott and Rias Vang pull every single dude who's returning into one-on-one meetings to say, nah, this is how we're doing things. And that leadership starts last March. I've walked with Ryan for 4 years, and it's just a reminder of 21 years in this business of like how blessed I am with the people I get to learn from every day and grow with every day. And so Ryan's joy, the things he stared down, the obstacles in his life have been awesome. It's been really cool to have a front row seat of that. He's an incredible student. He's an incredible human. It's hard to envision our program without Ryan Abbott. And then Coop, I got a random phone call in the spring from Adam Wall, the women's coach at Buchanan, who said, Coach, I got a guy for you. And I said, let me give you Coach Tim's number. I think you mean on the women's side because Adam coaches on the women's side. And he said, no, I got this kid and I promise you want him. And Adam and I go way back. And so I was like, okay, great. And so we ended up with Coop. And I don't think I properly valued how much Coop was going to bring to our program. Coop played for 4 years at an NAI school, and his veteran experience, his fire, he's got a lot of passion to him. It's one of the reasons he and I click so well. He just brought another level of like passion and veteran leadership that no guys like, we're not doing that this way. He referenced it earlier, but early in the year, there was messaging from our staff about like, hey guys, we're okay. We have good things going. We just need some time to figure it out. And that messaging came from Coop more than anybody of like, no, I know what good college basketball looks like. And if we all hang in there, we're good. And that messaging from a peer, as opposed to a washed 39-year-old, lands a lot better. And so Coop's going to be a math teacher and a coach. He's going to be a world changer. I'm just reminded of the privilege of what we do at Fresno Pacific. It's really cool to see them have athletic success. It's even cooler to know the underbacking of who they are and their character that takes them there.
And Coop, he's got a mean pivot and overhand full court pass. I've seen it with my own eyes. He can see across the court. Yeah, he's like first team all league on that.
He is first team all league on that. That and ball pass fakes. Yes. Loves him a ball pass. Yes. The catch and immediate ball pass That's fake it. Is a Cooper Sheldon specialty.
I've seen it.
No doubt.
I've seen it. All right, Ryan, I got to ask you about your journey to Fresno Pacific from Australia. How'd you hear about the school? How'd you get on campus?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was class of 2021. So, I mean, if you're in that class, you would know the struggles that came with that. Obviously, coming out of COVID, I was supposed to go over to the States, I think, 2 or 3 times in 2020 to go play in AAU circuits and try and, you know, get some exposure in front of college coaches. And, you know, lucky me, all got canceled. Lucky everyone in that class all got canceled. It was a bit of a rough journey to, you know, get yourself out in front of college coaches. I think I pretty much like came to terms with myself in 2020. In high school, I was like, you know, the world is at a weird spot right now. It's so uncertain. And I made the decision like, I don't think I want to try and go to college anymore. Like I'm pretty much calling it stop with the college basketball thing. So I like put a stop on, you know, trying to contact coaches, trying to get recruited, and kind of just let my journey figure it out itself. And then it wasn't until like 2021 when COVID started to cool down a little bit And then one day I was just, you know, in bed, the time difference, and I woke up to a text from one of the assistant coaches at the time, and it's like, hey, man, like, what are your thoughts on Fresno Pacific? I'm like, where is Fresno? I never heard of this place. And yeah, you can say the rest is history after that. But yeah, I was in, after that, you know, I expressed interest in, you know, maybe this isn't the end for this. And yeah, had some good conversations with the coaches, had some great talks with Coach Haydock. And yeah, was lucky enough to get everything sorted out among all the ambiguity of COVID. Wasn't even sure if I was going to arrive on time for the semester to start. My visa appointment got canceled and delayed, I think 3 to 4 times. So I was fully prepared to arrive halfway into the semester of my freshman year.
We had to, on the university side, we had to have a congressman intervene to get him an embassy appointment. So all of our international guys, I think he had a July or June embassy appointment, and it kept getting pushed back. And finally, we had to have a congressman intervene in order to get him an emergency appointment at the American embassy. And I think we got you here on time for school. You missed international orientation, but it was wild. It was a wild ordeal for sure.
So what, really quick, I want to get to Cooper in just a second here, but what was the biggest, like, shock in America when you came? You said, I didn't even know where the heck Fresno was. Probably just knew maybe in California, I don't know, by the beach. But what was the biggest shock for you?
Biggest shock? Besides the fact that the fountain drinks are as big as your head. I don't know. But I just say, I think, like, the basketball culture, really quick, like, it's very different to America and Australia. Like, you know, for example, my high school team, we practiced twice a week, you know, and you got every team here practicing almost daily, it feels like, you know. I come here and there's the gym is available every single day. There's shooting machines on offer. You know, I'd never shot on a shooting machine before I got to Fresno. So, yeah, just that, the difference in level, difference in commitment to your practice, it's very different. And, you know, you got to be here to experience it. It's really cool, and I've loved it.
So, Coop, Coach mentioned, got the call from Adam Wall, right? And Adam's a fixture here in the Central Valley. But how did you finally decide to come to Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, so as we said, I'm going to be a math teacher. I've always wanted to be a coach of some form, and I had a good role model in my life named Jordan Lane Miller that, you know, he kind of, like, taught me a lot about life, not just hoop. And so he was a big role model for me. And so I always wanted to be a coach. And then teaching was another thing that I've always been a part of. I've kind of always wanted to, you know, be that kind of a teacher that can hold an impact on a kid, you know, be the reason that he's like, you know, I can do this and stuff like that. So for me, FPU offered, I knew, a great credential program. And as you know, and that was a big decision when it came down to it, not just about basketball, but I mean, eventually, whether you play in the NBA overseas, eventually the basketball stops dribbling. It's a sad reality, as I can say myself, because if it were up to me, I'd just play for the rest of my life. But you know, so I knew that I needed to also go somewhere where I didn't just waste a year of education. And FPU had offered a great credential program, and that was another big reason of what ended up having me end up here.
So you are at the end of this school year, going to have your credential already?
Do some
student teaching?
So I'm student teaching right now at Alta Sierra. Go Bruins.
Yep.
There's the Buchanan thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm student teaching there right now, and right now it's looking like I'm going to try an intern credential, and then so I'll be in my own classroom next semester, and we'll see where the coaching and all that stuff ends up.
So principals and administrators, Cooper Sheldon is available to teach math in the fall. Make it happen.
Polynomials.
That's our joke.
All right, you guys heard it here, right? Cooper Sheldon, he's going to be a hot commodity. He's going to be maybe a first round draft pick.
We are accepting negotiations. Yes, we are.
We only got a couple minutes here. We're probably going to bring you guys back later in the show as well. I've got a few more questions. So Ryan, we've mentioned, right, the biggest shock here. You said, right, the fountain drinks as big as your head, but on your bio, on the website, butter chicken. What the heck is butter chicken? I've heard all kinds of different chickens, but what's butter chicken?
You've never tried butter chicken before?
Well, tell me about this butter chicken. Where can you buy butter chicken?
It's an Indian cuisine. It's like, it's a type of curry. Yeah, Indian food. It's easier if you go try it. It's delicious. This is my favorite food by far.
Okay, so I can just Google it, right? And you see can where Google I can buy it,
and there's definitely a couple of joints around town.
Chestnut and Butler, you can find a couple good little Indian spots down there.
100%.
Chestnut and Butler. All right, we got just another about 30 seconds here. We'll take a break and bring on a couple other guys. Best dunker between the two? Is that even a conversation we need to
Not
have?
Not a question.
Well, who? Come on. Help us out.
You can answer, man.
Rabbit's got it.
It's not Cooper.
Ryan
it's
Abbott.
Cooper.
Ryan Abbott.
Not Cooper. Maybe off 1 foot, Cooper might take it.
I got 1 foot bounce. He's got all around bounce. I can only jump off 1 foot, and 2 feet is you should.
Cooper's
jump
got
off.
A lot of mileage on those knees,
and he's left-handed, right?
Ryan's
so
older
get
than
a little
me.
Running start.
Yeah. Okay. And like I mean, like math teacher and bouncy doesn't normally go together. With all due respect, heck of a player, but bouncy isn't the first word.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the word we're throwing around here?
Yeah. Polynomials he's got on there lock. Dunks, occasionally he'll surprise
us. Okay, so we're giving that to Ryan. All right, we're going to bring you guys back later in the show. We got Ryan and Jonah coming on after you guys. Good stuff. We're going to take a break here, and we'll bring those guys here on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Just heard from a couple of seniors on the men's basketball team at Fresno Pacific University, and we got a couple more. There are four seniors on this year's squad. They were honored on the 18th of this month. We got Ryus Vang, a four-year guy, FPU. He's from Clovis West. I got to watch him for 4 years there. And Jonah Garone, who started at the University of Washington and finally came back home. That's a good way to phrase that, right? Finally came back home
where
he belongs.
That's right.
So, guys, I'm going to talk about that foosball table. You guys walked in. I said you could relax here on the couch. There's like a PlayStation now, an Xbox. You guys all hooked up. Foosball, though, I mean, Ryan struggled. He can't defend himself right now. He's never seen anything like this. But what do you think about that cool setup there? He played a little foosball?
No, I'm going to start coming back here to hang out, honestly.
Why not?
You got the whole deal back there, yeah.
One thing you got to know about Jonah, what's the Twitter meme about? Dog.
He's a dog?
Yeah. Jonah will compete in anything.
Yeah.
He is a dog of a competitor.
How about
he just
board
wants
games
to win.
And like Monopoly and things
Uno.
Like that, too. Yeah. Uno.
Uno. Uno, Jonah, can you please explain to Paul how Uno works on our team?
We're a big Uno team. We've got two tournaments every year. Harrison actually won the fall invitational this year. Mm-hmm. And postseason, we'll have the huge spring tournament. So we're a big team for Uno.
Trophies, plaques, what's the winner get? You get your name etched in anything?
Trophy. Yeah.
There's a trophy.
Etched in the trophy, yeah.
There's a trophy. There's a league where they track the standings.
Yep.
It's an incredible watch.
What's the official name of the league? Is it like Fresno Pacific Men's Basketball Uno League, something boring like that, or is it?
No.
It's the John Gruden, John Gruden, something.
Yes. Yeah. The Finnish players actually were big players last year. They won two of the tournaments last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they helped get it fired up here.
Are you? Okay, so are you studying for that? Are you practicing or anything like that? I mean, how far do you compete with this stuff?
I know. It gets pretty serious, too. I'm going to send you a formal invite, actually, to the spring invitation.
Okay? I just want to watch. Maybe I can announce it.
You can.
Okay, Jonah is holding a skip card and also a draw four. When is the perfect time to play this?
Yep. Yes.
Right?
It's serious.
Okay, cool stuff. What's serious? Okay. I'd love to talk about this, but time flies when these interviews get, you know, talk about Jonah getting on a heater in a basketball game. We could get on heaters with these weird questions, but let's talk a little basketball with these guys. Okay, so Jonah, we mentioned University of Washington, found your way back home after San Joaquin Memorial as well. Like, you guys are, you know, fighting hard to get that invite to the Pac West tournament. Like, how has this season gone for you, and how anxious are you for that game on Saturday?
There's a lot of ups and downs, you know, but we've had a great stretch the last couple months. We've been working our tail off every day in the gym. Our coaches always give us a fabulous game plan for every night, and we're looking forward to our game Saturday.
He sounds like a guy that has almost two master's degrees, right?
Yeah,
in undergrad and leadership. Yeah. He's very confident.
Yeah.
Very
best of the best.
Yeah. He gives you all the props and stuff. Very, very good answer from Ryan's, like, season ups and downs, right? You're also a four-year guy. Ryan had the story in the last segment how he went into coach's office, I think in December, said, can't have this, right? My senior year's not going like it should be going. Mm-hmm. How are we going to turn this thing around? Like, is that kind of your mentality? I know your mentality. I watched you for 4 years at Clovis West, right? Playing for Coach Wahlberg as well. So, like, what was your mentality during that, maybe that stretch, and what's it at right now?
Yeah, you know, honestly, personally, I came in a little later in the year coming back from injury. So when I first stepped back onto the court, my whole thing was, like, I see we've had the talent. I see that, you know, coach has given us the right things, but just telling the younger guys, like, bringing them along for the ride, like, okay, you guys are working hard every day, but you have to do it also the right way. You have to work smart along with working hard. And, you know, just sticking with that and sticking with whatever coach gives us, the game plans that he prepares for us, the hours that he puts in, as long as we execute, like, I feel like the talent we have on our team, we could go really far. So,
all right, Jonah, I got to mention this game. So, yes, I was broadcasting this game. When you scored 30 points against Chaminade, 7 from 9 from 3, 9 of 10 from the line for those 30 points. Like, is that, first of all, like, the greatest basketball game you've ever had on a court? Or where does that rank? And what was going through your mind during that stretch?
Yeah, that's at the top for sure. And what's going through my mind, honestly, I mean, not a whole lot during some of those stretches. Just always naturally trying to find windows of space. And anytime I get an inch, it feels like my teammates will always find me and just let it go.
Catch the ball, shoot the ball, yeah, right? Coach, when you're on the sidelines watching it, you know, I'm like 5 feet away from you as well. What's going through your mind?
Just be along for the ride. I mean, I think, like, you know, the cool thing, that game in particular, our two leading scorers go out in the first 2 minutes. Seth Brown and Isaac Peralta both go down, don't play that night. And now as we round the corner into conference tournament contention, 2-0 against Chaminade is going to carry us through some tiebreaker scenarios and potentially get us in. So the magnitude of that evening, nobody knew. I think, like, the cool thing about Jonah is that, like, Jonah has demonstrated for 3 years what it means to work, and it's been contagious. And he just shows up, and early on in his career with us, that went unrewarded. That went without the minutes or the shots he deserved. And so we've known all year when we get him one or two, it's going to snowball that way. It's a ninth year at Fresno Pacific. That night is a top three highlight for me. He has a stretch where he makes a three, steals an inbounds pass, and shoots a crazy one.
Crazy in the corner, the corner one?
Yeah.
The fade away.
The first one was the corner one. It's a pass way over his head. He shoots it off balance. It goes in. Then as he's running back, he gets a steal. Shoots another crazy one that goes in, and the crowd reaction, that moment, what it meant for him, it was like years and years of struggle being rewarded. It's an all-time Fresno Pacific moment for sure. So really fun to be a part of that. It's happened a couple times in my career to watch that, and players who do that, it's unbelievable to observe and admire.
Rice, what was going through your mind when you were watching that?
Oh my gosh, that was crazy. I remember he caught it like basically one hand in the air in the corner, came down with it. I'm like, there's no way this guy's shooting this, right? Shoots it, nothing but net. Boom, they pass it in real fast. He gets the steal. I'm like, okay, this one's going up for sure. Goes up, boom, crowd goes wild, the bench goes wild. And then that just gave us the energy to, like, you know, we can do this without our two top guys. You know, they went down early, like Coach said, but Jonah instilled confidence in that night in everybody.
And those were pure shots, guys. I want everybody listening to know those, I mean, barely tickled the net at all. Those were legit. So, Coach CJ Haydock, you talked about Ryan and Cooper and what they brought to the program. What about Rias, right? Like, you watched Rias in high school, and you knew exactly what he's going to bring to the program. Point guard that can handle, grit, tough, a great defender, all those things, right?
Yeah. Coach Wahlberg, who is a legend for a reason, called me and said, Coach, you got to take Rice Vang. I said, yeah, I'll take Rice Vang. He'll probably play for us. Coach said, I don't care about that. You need him for your culture, is what he said to me. And he was right, and I was also right, that he was going to play for us. And I think, like, you know, we have two dudes here that, like, I said this post game after senior night, like, this is what our program is supposed to do. It's supposed to be. Like, we literally went out and got the best two leaders and young people who are also good players. I don't want to bury the lead on that in Fresno. And their community shows up for us. You know, senior night is a scene. Rias has the whole city of Fresno here to celebrate him. It's just really, really special. I really appreciate the seat and the platform we're given. And when we get guys who want to represent their city and build something that's like legacy oriented, that's bigger than themselves and also overachieve, I just find that we're at the nexus of what Fresno is supposed to be and what Fresno Pacific is supposed to be. And so, you know, we've had lots of Fresno guys in our program over the years. We're really proud of that. It's hard for me to envision two people from Fresno who've left a bigger impact that's going to resonate and legacy than the two that are here, in a bunch of different ways and in their own way. That's really, really special. It's really fun to watch their belief carry us here in the second semester. It's all those things. And so I think I'll need a couple weeks postseason to breathe and reflect on where we were and where we are and how that's going to carry us. Because our culture is in an unbelievable place because of Fresno guys. And for me, who that's the whole thing for, that's pretty meaningful.
Absolutely. And Rias and Jonah, Clovis West, San Joaquin Memorial, they've played against each other a few times in various sports, right? Like, however, talking off air, like, you guys kind of knew about each other. You knew more playing with Jonah's brother, right?
Yeah.
What'd you guys know about each other, or, you know, playing with his brother in high school?
Yeah, me and Jaden grew up together, actually. We played on Hustlin' Eagles. We grew up playing AU basketball from fourth grade to, like, eighth grade. And the crazy part is Jonah's always been around as, like, the older brother figure. You know, I've seen him around at the games. He would come support every time. And now it's crazy transitioning to college, how he's basically played like an older brother figure here in college for our team. And I'm like, wow, I've known this guy my whole life, but it seems like the world's such a small place because he's playing the same role from when I was in fourth grade to now and, you know, being an adult. So it's just really crazy.
Jonah, what's that been like for you, right? Hanging out with a Clovis West guy and playing with the Clovis West guy.
Yeah.
Is that hard for you?
No, it's not hard for me. No, Rias is such a great guy for our team in the sense that he builds that culture that we're talking about. And like he mentioned, I was at all their games growing up. They had a loaded team. He was always at the house. We're playing on the mini hoop, hanging out, everything. And so we've always been friends and cool. And what he's been able to do to transform our culture has been unbelievable.
How about the future? So we mentioned, right, almost got your second master's degree.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So talk about like your degrees and what you eventually want to do. Like you want to keep shooting the basketball on the court, right? That opportunity comes.
Yeah. So I finished my bachelor's in sociology at the University of Washington and then came here 2 years. I finished my master's in business administration. And now I'm working on the organizational leadership master's. And I'm almost halfway through with that. This is my last year of college eligibility. I think I set a record for senior nights. Three senior nights. college, I'm done as far as basketball, but I would love to continue playing professionally. It's been my dream. And yeah.
How about coaching, right? I mean, would he be eligible to coach? I mean, am I allowed to even ask that? Like,
yeah,
what's
easy.
That look like?
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy transition, right?
Easy.
I think, yeah, if anybody wants some shooting lessons or how to get good rotations, he's your guy looking for those windows in space. Rias, right, you're going to be graduating here at the end of the semester as well. What's the future look like for you?
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, apply to physical therapy programs in California. I want to really go into sports medicine. But in the meantime, I actually do want to coach. You know, I want to coach wherever I'm given an opportunity. Just want to stay around the game. I really love this game of basketball. So whether it be youth or high level, high school, something like that, just want to stay around the game. That's the plan in the next year or two. So.
And you will. I got no doubts about that. He's a Valley guy through and through. All right, we're going to bring a couple of these other guys here. We got some questions for them as well. Coach CJ Haydock right now is bringing them on. All right, so I was definitely going to ask the other two guys. We still got Jonah and Ryan here. Favorite basketball player of all time, Jonah, go. Who's your favorite of all time?
Kevin Garnett.
KG?
Yeah.
That surprises me, coming from a shooter like you.
That's my team, KG, Rondo, that Celtics team, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce.
Not Ray Allen or Paul Pierce. KG's your favorite.
Yeah, I love KG.
All right, Rias, your favorite basketball player of all time is who?
Has to be Damian Lillard. You know, they coined me the nickname Vang Time. You know, it comes from Dame Time. So, yeah, for sure, Damian Lillard.
All right. We're going to definitely ask Coop and Ryan who their favorite basketball players of all time are. But now is the time when we throw it to Pablo, who's got some questions from the students of Fresno Pacific University. Have at it.
Thanks for having me back, Paul. Correct. This week, the questions, I thought it would be fitting to come. They're for the seniors, and they come from the seniors, from the men's tennis team. We're also a team full of seniors. So, yeah, let's have a go at them. The first one is for Rias, and it's actually for myself. I want you to run us through your emotions and what you felt after your clutch performance and win on senior night against Hawaii Pacific.
The season, it was win or go home, and that was going through my mind the whole time. You know, we can talk about the performance, but in my mind, it was just win, 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 do whatever it took to win. So I just really appreciate, obviously, you know, the whole city of Fresno, like Coach Haydock jokes, but, you know, the village that raised me to be able to watch that performance. But in my mind, just doing everything it took to win, whether it be picking up the point guard full court or hitting whatever shot Isaac trusted me with, just win, win, win. That was what on my mind.
Yeah, I think the whole city of Fresno being there, I have never seen in 4 years the gym being that loud. And you made it happen, so that was awesome. The next question goes to Ryan from Martin Ramirez. What is the biggest difference in between the competition in college basketball in the States and back home in Australia?
Firstly, there's a little difference with the rules. I think the rest of the world plays with the FIBA rules, and then America decides to go off and do its own thing. But yeah, like there's the 30-second shot clock, which is different, and yeah, a couple little technical things that I won't get into. But that definitely took me a little bit of a adaptation. I think my sophomore year, I walked in on one of my teammates shooting free throws and lost him the free throw in game. So I felt kind of bad after that. But other than that, I think just like the structure, like so structured, so like the professional, I guess. Like I think, you know, it comes back to a little bit what I said in one of my previous questions. Like our teams, we only practice 2 to 3 times a week, and you know, here we're on the floor almost every single day. So, you know, like the attention to detail, it feels like, is just, yeah, to a greater extent.
Yeah, I agree. The professionalism here and how serious they take sports in the States is to a whole different level. The next question is to Cooper from Sven Bangert. Is, you mentioned you're left-handed. Do you feel like being a lefty in basketball gives you a competitive advantage or not?
100% yes. Even if they know you're left-handed, they still don't know that you can only drive left. No, but like serious note, like it does give you an advantage because it's just one of those things where you're so used to everyone being right-handed and wanting to do stuff right-handed that it's just, even if you know they're left-handed, it can sometimes catch you off guard.
Yeah, I think in all sports there's something about lefties, but we weren't as tennis players too knowledgeable of how it translated to basketball. So thank you for that. And my last question is to Jonah from Ben Cronow. How did you adapt into D2 athletics after transferring from a D1 school?
Honestly, I don't like it when people draw such a, big gap between the two. I mean, there's so many great skilled players at the Division II level, just like Division I. I feel very confident in our team and the caliber of players, not only on our team, but in our league. I think we're very skilled, very competitive. I think the gap is much smaller than it gets made out to be, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate that response. There's always this big like stigma of how D1 is so much bigger, but you're so right. The competition is so high in both levels. So thank you.
Hey, I got a couple questions for these guys. I know you got some future stuff about Fresno Pacific University sports. We got about a minute here. So I didn't ask Cooper and Ryan who their favorite basketball players of all time. So yeah, let's go. Who you got? I know Rias has Lillard. Jonah's got KG. Who do we got here?
Go ahead, Ryan. For me personally, I mean, it's Michael Jordan. He's just always been my favorite player. So for me, that's just who it is.
All right, Ryan, who you got?
Mine would be Dwayne Wade. You know, I started following basketball in the Miami Heat era in the early 2010s, and then yeah, I was pretty cut when LeBron left. So I stuck with Dwayne Wade.
All right, good answer. All right, Pablo, so hit us up. What's coming up for Fresno Pacific University sports?
So next week for Fresno Pacific Athletics, most teams are on the road, including basketball looking to secure their spot in the playoffs. Tennis has a couple games in Santa Barbara and then head to Florida for a three-match week. Track and field is at Stanislaus State, and women's water polo is in Southern California. However, baseball will be at home, and they have two doubleheaders against Westmont College. On Friday, the games will be at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., and on Saturday, they will be at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. As the Dan Martin Stadium construction is still underway, admission will be free. And back to you, Paul.
All right. Good stuff here. And, of course, the men's program is going to be playing a big one at Jessup on Saturday, I believe, at 2 o'clock. Fresno Pacific University men's basketball. Big game on Saturday. Thank you guys for coming in. Good job. Good luck in the future.
Thank you for having us.
And, of course, CJ Haydock as well. That's been the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Have a great week, everybody.